Welcome to Jesus for Her. I'm Kathy, your host, and if Jesus is Lord and Savior over your life, then this podcast is for you. Let's talk about God. Let's dive into the scriptures. Let's develop a deep and meaningful relationship with Jesus. Each week, we'll study the word together and discuss how it relates to our lives so that we can apply the teachings to become better vessels of God's love. As women of God, we should be a reflection of God's character. Whether you're a lifelong follower of Christ or just beginning to seek Him, there's a place for you here. Let's grow our faith and live it boldly in a world that needs it. Hi, and welcome back. It's been a long week for me with school assignments, discussion boards, work, kids, and just getting over this nasty cough. Hope your week was better and full of blessings. Have you ever sat back and thought deeply about life? Like, life is truly amazing. For life to exist, certain conditions must come together, and our planet has just the right mix of elements, temperatures, and all of this allows living things to thrive, which feels so extraordinary considering how big and vast the universe is. So today I wanted to discuss one part of this miracle, the miracle of life beginning at conception, and just how precious life is to God. So I'm going to start with the scientific stuff first. So for a successful pregnancy to happen, several factors need to be aligned. Intercourse should occur around the time of ovulation, when the egg is most receptive to the egg. So this usually leaves a small window for it to happen, about a day or less. Fun fact. So women have all the eggs that they will ever need while they're still in their mother's womb. So basically, the egg that formed you was inside your mother while she was still in her mother's belly. That's crazy, right? The quality of the egg needs to be good, and the sperm needs to be healthy and capable of reaching the egg. The fallopian tubes must be clear and healthy to help the journey of the sperm to the egg. The uterine wall needs to be ready and healthy just to receive the embryo, and the hormones need to be working properly. The genetic material of the embryo needs to be good just for there to be a healthy, viable pregnancy. So each of these factors are extremely important for a successful fertilization and implantation. I don't know if you've read that research that talks about when a sperm meets an egg, there's like a tiny spark of light, which is known as zinc sparks. And when the sperm enters the egg, it causes like a flood of calcium, which then triggers the release of the zinc. So this spark reveals fertilization has taken place. That is officially the first sign of life. Isn't it beautiful? Even after all of that, there's still so many obstacles for life to be born. There's the harmful exposures in the early stages of pregnancies. They have a big risk of causing miscarriages or birth defects. About 10 to 15 out of every 100 pregnancies result in miscarriages in the first trimester. During the second trimester, the rates decrease, but still about a 1 to 5 chance in 100 pregnancies. So to say the least, you are a miracle. You being here itself is nothing short of a miracle. So before even being born, you already had to fight to survive. 300 million sperm cells during intercourse, and you are the one in 300 million. You made it. Congratulations. Okay. Even the labor and delivery itself is a miracle. The whole process is just like a transformative journey. So today, I will be reading from Psalms 139, 13 to 18. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. As I was woven together in the dark of the womb, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book, every moment laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you're still with me. Wow. This is why all life matters to God. I say these verses have to be like one of the biggest awe moments in the Bible. He was involved in our very making. You weren't an accident. You were perfectly crafted. He saw you before you existed. He envisioned you. He designed you. And he made you. We are called his masterpiece in Ephesians 2:10. His thoughts about us are so vast that they outnumber the grains of sand. That's not even a countable number. And if that isn't even special enough, consider that we are so special and precious to him that he dwells within us and he's always with us. Someone as perfect and holy as he to live inside of us, to be temples of the Holy Spirit. Not only does he live in us, but he created us in his image. He could have made us like anything, like animals, creatures, but he specifically made us in his image, in his likeness. If that doesn't make you look at people in another light, I don't know what will. Because when you look at people, you see a perfectly crafted human being that was made in the image of God, by God himself. So God truly loves us. You know what else is another miracle of life? The miracle birth of Jesus, the Son of God. In fact, I'd say it's the greatest miracle of life. God, incarnation, come on, that's insane. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. The miracle birth of Jesus is what gives us everlasting life. There really is nothing more that can top that miracle itself. So today's episode was just to remind you how special you are. A reminder that you are loved more than you can even imagine. When you look in the mirror, remember, you are a masterpiece. You are a miracle. God says you're loved. He called you chosen. He called you his child. He called you blessed, righteous, heirs. He called you his friend. And for me, that's my favorite one, to be a friend of God. We get to experience this thing called life. He gave us life. We get to see the vibrant colors in nature, the faces of our loved ones, and all the wonderful art around us. When we close our eyes, we get to hear the leaves, the crashing waves, the birds chirping, and just laughter of children. We get to taste all the delicious foods. We get to smell nature. We get to smell food, perfume. We get to touch and feel a hug. We get to feel the power of a kiss. It's truly a beautiful, beautiful journey. God bless you, sister, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.